Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 19th, 2015. It's a Friday, thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 76 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between the words travel, usually a verb in this case, trip, as a noun in this case, and journey as a noun as well. So these are three confusing words for language learners. They're difficult because their meaning are, their meanings are related and similar, and they have different usages. And I'm here to talk a little bit about their differences. Before I get started, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and you can then you can subscribe and you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic. You can also subscribe via Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And you can keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br whenever you have suggestions for future episodes. In fact, today's topic was inspired in one doubt that came up in one of my classes. So let me get started then. So travel is usually a verb. And we use travel meaning going from one place to another, usually for either you're traveling on business or on vacation. So it means going to a place. Some examples would be, I'm going to travel next month. I'm going to travel on my vacations. You could also say, last week I was traveling in Canada. For instance, so I was moving around Canada. That's basically the meaning. Either on business or for different reasons. But anyway, the verb here, we're talking about the verb. The word trip, on the other hand, is a noun in this context of traveling, and it means the act of going to another place and coming back. So when you talk about traveling and you want to use a noun, you can say, how was your trip? How was your trip to Canada? It means the person has gone to Canada, has done a little bit of traveling in Canada, and is back to wherever this person lives. So how was your trip last month? So the verbs to use here with trip are the most common verbs, let's say, are to go on a trip, or to take a trip, or even to make a trip. Yeah, so I'm gonna take a trip next month, or we're planning to go on a trip around Europe next year. Also, you have a very common expression. It's a round trip ticket. When you buy a ticket, either a train ticket or a bus tickets, or even a plane ticket. So a round trip ticket means that you're going and you're returning. That's why round trip. So one common mistake that Brazilian language learners make, and I believe this also happens with different nationalities, not only Brazilians, is when they want to ask about someone's trip, they use the word travel. They say, how was your travel? Instead of saying, how was your trip? It's important to say here that travel can also be a noun, but in this case, travel as a noun would refer to the act of traveling in general. Yes? Like, I love travel. Okay? And not about a specific experience. In this case, we should use the word trip whenever we're talking about a specific experience. So the right question would be, how was your trip? Or how was your trip to Japan? Or how was your trip to, I don't know, to Canada? Another mistake that Brazilians often make, and I believe, again, I believe this happens for different nationalities, not only for Brazilians, is when we use, when we want to say, I'm planning a travel to Europe, here again, using the word travel as a noun in referring to a specific experience. This is not the right way to use the word travel. So in this case, we should also use the word trip. We should say, I'm planning a trip to Europe next year. Moving on. So we have to talk a little bit about the word. Now I want to talk a little bit about the word journey. But before I move on, I remembered something. The word travel, when it's used as a noun, it can also be used in the plural form, travels. And I have the dictionary here. This is the Oxford Advanced Learners Dictionary. The word travel in the plural form means several journeys to other places or countries, especially faraway places. So you could say, in my travels, I love to do this or I love to do that. So in my travels, you are speaking to long distance trips to other countries. Normally, in general, you're speaking in general, of course. So in this case, you could use travel as a noun in the plural form. Other than that, travel only as a noun as an uncountable noun, referring to the act of traveling in general. Moving on, finally, let's move on and talk about journey. Journey is the act of traveling from one place to another. And journey is usually used referring to the experience of moving from one place to another. Inside some sort of transport, or either by plane or by bus. So if I say, how was your journey? I'm referring to the moment you left home and up to the moment you arrived at your destination. And in British English, it can be long or short. So to go on a 6,000-mile journey, this example I'm stealing from the dictionary, or how long is your journey to work? So in this case, a very short journey. In American English, on the other hand, trip sometimes is used instead of journey for a short distance. So we could say the trip takes about 45 minutes if you are referring to a short journey. So this is it. I hope you're all learning something, and keep listening. Listening is very important. Listening is the most important skill to develop when you're learning a language. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. Bye!